And it's been more than 2 weeks since the shooting in Las Vegas left 58 people dead, more than 500 wounded. Perhaps one of the biggest question marks centers on security guard Jesus Campos at the MGM Resort's Mandalay Bay Hotel, who was shot through a door in the hallway after he went to check a jammed fire door. Campos has been out of the public eye, even described as missing. He skipped scheduled interviews, fell out of contact with his union reps helping coordinate his appearances. But today his silence is broken in an episode of the Ellen DeGeneres Show. A nervous-looking Campos tells her about walking down that 32nd floor hallway and being shot.
As I was walking down, I heard rapid fire. And at first, I took cover. I felt the burning sensation. I went to go lift my pant leg up, and I saw the blood. That's when I called it in on my radio that shots have been fired.
Campos had already called in a colleague on the MGM maintenance staff, Stephen Schuck, who was coming to join him in the hall, when he saw Campos peek out of an alcove.
And that's when Jesus, he leaned out and he said, "Take cover, take cover," and yelled at me. And within milliseconds, if he didn't say that, I would have got hit.
And they then endured a hail of bullets. Casey Morell of KNPR in Las Vegas is with us. Casey, how much of a surprise was this that Campos was showing up on this show?
Well, Robin, MGM had said that Jesus Campos wasn't missing. He would talk to the media when he was ready to talk. So maybe the surprise was more the venue that he chose than anything else, that he decided instead of doing these news interviews that he had been scheduled to appear on, that he was sitting down with Ellen DeGeneres on her talk show.
Right. And tell us more about what he said about what happened that we don't know about that night.
What he's been talking about was related to the timeline of events, what happened the night leading up to the shootings at the Route 91 Harvest Country Music Festival. Campos said that a door had been left open. There was some sort of alert on a door at Mandalay Bay that told security officials to go check on it. He went up to the 32nd floor from a stairwell on the 31st and encountered a blocked door that forced him to go another route, which is what led to his eventual shooting.
He thought he heard a jackhammer walking down the hall. He thinks now that he alerted the shooter that he was right outside the door. We know there were cameras there, and apparently he made a noise, a door slammed, and that's when he was shot. But does he answer any questions about the timeline? Because the Las Vegas police had given different timelines about when he arrived on the floor and when their police arrived.
Right. So the latest timeline that Las Vegas Metropolitan Police have come up with suggests that Campos was shot much closer to 10:05 p.m., which is when the gunfire started to come down from the 32nd floor of Mandalay Bay onto the crowd of people attending this country music festival. Campos seemed to suggest that that is what happened to him, because after he realized he had been shot and the engineer that you mentioned was coming up to the floor to also see what was going on, more gunfire was coming down the hallway and then subsequently out of the building.
There had been a whiff of mystery about him, but also a whiff of suspicion. You know, some people wonder where he was and why they weren't hearing more. Does this clear some of that up?
I think it does to a certain degree. You know, as I said earlier, MGM had always maintained that Jesus Campos was not missing. He just simply did not want to talk to the media. You know, there were photos in newspapers, both here locally and nationally, of the front of his house, which had a no trespassing sign on it that explicitly said no media, no interviews. So he definitely did not want to talk to the press, at least at first. He wanted to take his time before deciding who he would talk to and when he would talk. And this is clearly the venue that he chose.
Well, and just in the images we've seen, he and Schuck appear still traumatized. And he told Ellen DeGeneres he won't be talking anymore.
Yeah, Campos said that he was doing better each day. But as you said, they were still visibly shaken up by this. I mean, they were some of the first people to see what was going on and to kind of get some sort of glimpse at what was to come later that night. So it's not surprising that they are still feeling some of the traumatic after effects from it.
Yeah. Well, he's getting some criticism for ditching the other interviews. But, you know, who can blame him? Who wouldn't rather sit and talk to Ellen DeGeneres if he can? But meanwhile, Casey Morell, what's the mood there in Las Vegas? The focus of the media has gone to Northern California. How are people feeling there?
Robin, it's still a bit surreal here. You know, people are still coming to terms with what has happened, even though we're 2.5 weeks out from the shooting. There are talks about, you know, what kind of memorial is going to be put in place to commemorate what has happened. You know, the thing that I think a lot of people don't realize is that Las Vegas is at its heart a small town, and it's hard to find somebody who doesn't either know someone who is directly affected by this or wasn't directly affected themselves. So the town is still trying to come together to grieve and commemorate what happened. And I think that process is going to be ongoing for some time.
Casey Morell of KNPR in Las Vegas, thank you.
Thank you.